宣召经文，诗篇63篇1-4节。神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你，在干旱贫乏无水之地，我渴想你，我的心切慕你。我在圣所中曾如此仰敬望你，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀，因为你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。我还活的时候要这样颂赞你，我要奉你的名举手。英文。
You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you, I thirst for you, and my whole being longs for you, in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands.
好，请大家起立，让我们用歌声来赞美我们的主，我们的神，尊贵的主。这首歌我们唱2遍半。 Majesty
都归。
来到神的面前。亲爱的主耶稣，今天是你的日子，这是何等的美好，何等的福气，我们可以在你的殿中用歌声来赞美你。主啊，因着你那无限的大爱，主啊，因着你曾为我们舍命，我们得以见神的面。主啊，让我们在这一生中都能跟随你，跟随你的脚步，让你的灵来充满我们，让我们有勇气，有智慧，也有能力，在这世上能够活出你所需要的，跟你需要的那荣耀的生活，在世上来见证你。以上祷告祈求奉我主耶稣的圣名，阿门。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. We lift our praises to you, Lord, with our voices, and I hope it's pleasing to you. We are undeserving of your love and grace, but yet you still give to us, and for that we are so grateful. I pray that we are not just worshiping you right now, but continue to worship you and to honor us. It is easy to get distracted by worldly things, but I pray that we keep ourselves rooted in you, Lord. We love you in Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。第二首歌，我在这里敬拜。 Precious Cross. 这首歌我们唱了两年半。
现在是读经的时间，今天我们要诵读的经文是路加福音第十五章第十一到十二节，跟二十五节到三十二节，我们就 continue， 就是连续念下去就是了哦。Today the scripture reading is Luke chapter 15, 11 to 12 verses and 25 to 32 verses。不管英文还是中文，我们就一起来念了哈。我看，哎，我这里在哪里？路加福音第十五章第十一节，请 耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见做了跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为和他无灾无病地回来，把肥牛宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓分尽了你的产业。他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，死而复得的，所以我们应当欢喜快乐。今天读经就到这里，下面把时间交给徐牧师。
Done English for a while. Hopefully,
yeah.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm requested to do a pastoral prayer. Let's pray. Okay. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you. Knowing that you love us so much. You gave your only begotten Son on our behalf.You were given the highest possible value in the entire universe for our behalf. We know that you have not withheld any good thing from us. Therefore, we can trust you entirely. Therefore,For the following 1 hour, help us to trust you entirely. Look up to you for the nourishment you're going to bestow upon us from heaven. We want to remember all those bodies who are sick.All those spirits who are wounded.
我们需要你的爱。
We pray that Lord, you heal them.
我们也求主亲自的医治他们。
We pray in Christ Jesus' name.
我们这样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Amen. All right, you've read the scripture. The scripture is a beautiful portion of scripture in the Bible.
我们刚才读的圣经是圣经的一部分经文。
It's part of a trilogy. We're going to focus on the last parable and the finale of the last parable. But in order to understand the finale of the third parable, we need to review the first two parables.But when we review the first two parables, we need to know the context. Why is Jesus giving a series of three parables? What's the reason for that? I'm going to show you a human PowerPoint.
我们现在有一个用人来做这样一个幻灯来给大家看一看。
I will ask all the sinners and the Pharisees to come up.
我们来请会众里面的一些法利赛人、一些文士来。
I'm going to ask the preacher to come up too.
我们也请刘传道上台。
If I do this every week, everybody will come to the worship because you have to participate. Okay, this is a Messianic Jewish prayer shawl. So he's Jesus, okay? You come on, okay, guys, come on.
那你说老头是用那个饭袋
guys, come on.The repentant sinners. Okay, these three ladies, they represent Pharisees and scribes. The reason is this, there's no gender discrimination because they were sinners. I don't want it to light up because it doesn't look right.
那我们就是请几位姐妹来扮演那些就是法利赛人跟文士，因为他们不方便蹲下来，所以他们就请了几位姐妹站着。
This is a PowerPoint. This is my PowerPoint.
这是熊博士要用人来做一个画像这样一个表示他的。
There's a real PowerPoint. That is Rembrandt's famous painting called The Return of the Prodigal Son. Actually, I saw the original copy in Winter Palace in St. Petersburg.
他是这个画是那个画家 Rembrandt 最有名的一个画，画的是浪子回头的故事。那个牧师也曾经在那个圣彼得堡的教堂里面看见过这样一幅画。
Thank you, guys. The context that Jesus gave this series of three parables is a context that the Pharisees and scribes were very unhappy with Jesus' behavior.
当时这几个比喻所讲的那个当时的环境是这样的，当时这些文士这些法利赛人对耶稣基督的举动非常不高兴。
Because they thought it was below Jesus' dignity to eat, to hang around with the sinners and tax collectors.
他们认为耶稣基督跟那些罪人、那些法利赛人、跟那些罪人、跟一些税吏，他们跟他们一起吃喝，是跟他的拉比的身份是不相符合的。
Because tax collectors are really traitors.In the Jewish community,
在犹太人的社区里面，税吏实际上是一个是可以说是一个叛国贼。
They collaborate with the Roman government to oppress the Jewish brothers.
他们当时是跟罗马政府来合作，一起来压榨犹太人。
The Pharisees.And the scribes were very, very unhappy about Jesus' behavior.
那当时这些法利赛人看见这些事情发生的时候，他们是非常非常的不高兴。
Now, who are the Pharisees and scribes?
那到底法利赛人跟这些文士到底是什么样一群人呢？
We tend to have a very negative understanding of Pharisees and scribes.
那我们其实很容易对他们有很多的不完全的误解。
But if you study history a little bit more, you realize that the Pharisees are really not bad people.
那如果你来学习研究一下犹太人历史的话，法利赛人其实并不是坏人。
They are moralists. They are very moral.
他们很遵守他们的道德的规范。
They are the intelligentsia at their time.
当时对他们的智商是在那当时是很高的。
They follow Moses' laws.
他们遵守摩西所颁发的律法。
They are good people. They are good citizens.
他们是很好的人，也是很好的公民。
What about scribes?
那文士是怎么样一群人呢？
Scribes are the white color in Jewish society. Why? Because they scribe. They do paper. They write paper. They copy the Bible.
就是他们对当时的社会来讲，他们是当时的白领阶层，因为他们是做文字的工作，他们抄写圣经，也是做一些许多其他的文字的工作。
They are highly educated. They are very meticulous because to handle the Bible, you got to be very, very careful.
他们所受的教育也非常非常的高，他们在抄写圣经的时候非常非常的仔细。
They are the PhDs at their time.
那这一群人相当于他们当时的获得博士学位的那一群人。
You know, in many ways, the Pharisees and scribes are very much like Asians in America.
他们这一群人实际上很像我们在美国生活的这一群的亚。
White color, well educated, meticulous.
做了很好的白领阶层，受了很好的教育，他们对任何事情都是很非常的一丝不苟。
非常。I will show you that Jesus has something to say to you guys. Okay?
那我们现在先听一下我们耶稣基督对我们要所讲的一些什么样的话。
Now I'm going to give you another PowerPoint.
那我现在也再来一个有人做一个换证这样一个。
I'm going to ask the youth to come up.
那我现在是想青少年给我们能上来。
Come on.
请青少年上来几个。
One minute, okay? It's ready to come.Yannis, right? You're Yannis? Yannis is the prodigal son. He's the smallest one, maybe prodigal son.
Yannis is
his brother. You're William, right? You're the older brother.
No, I need a father. Who's the father?
You're going to hold Yannis.Like the father in the scripture,
when he 就像圣经里面所讲的，一个父亲来拥抱这样一个小孩。
You're going to surround the prodigal son of the father.
那你们其他人来围着这个回头的这一位儿子。
You need to be more Middle Eastern. You're going to like Middle Eastern. Come on, you don't like Middle Eastern. That's how they do it.
那请你们实际上是可以坐在这个上面，甚至可以躺下来。
Surround the prodigal son of father.
来围着这个浪子回头这个儿子和他的父亲。
This is a welcome party. This is a reunion party. You guys are really happy, okay?
Really happy, come on.
这是父亲在回家的儿子办了一个重逢的宴会，他们是非常的喜乐高兴。
And where's the older brother? You need to look mad, okay? You need to look mad.
那儿大儿子要看起来很不高兴的样子。
Yeah, you know. Remember in a Rembrandt's painting? Come in.
大家可以看看刚才看过的一个画。
You see, the person who stood on the right hand side.Okay.
那在右边的这位站在右边的这位人
，emotionless，
他没有任何的表情
，staring at the father，
他盯着他的父亲跟他的弟弟。
That's in Rembrandt's mind the way the elder brother was.
那在这个画家 Rembrandt 这个画家在他的脑海里面，那个长子是这样一个形象。
He's detached.He's not involved.
他完全没有参与这个父亲跟儿子这样一个喜乐的庆祝活动，而是完全是自己跟着似乎没有任何关系的样子。
He holds his own arm.
他把自己的手握在胸前。
He doesn't have an outstretched arm.
他也没有张开他的双臂来欢迎他的弟弟回来。
His facial expression is very stern.
他的脸部表情是非常严肃的表情。
There's no joy. This is Rembrandt's conjecture.
这是那个画家他心里有灯想的形象，然后画出来的。
So this way they will always come to the worship.
这样的话他们就会继续来参加崇拜。
The reason Jesus gave a series of three parables is to awaken the Pharisees and scribes about how joyful God could be for the repenting sinners.It's not very easy to awaken the Pharisees and the scribes. That's why Jesus gave a series of three parables. Remember the first parable? Remember the shepherd, he lost one sheep out of 100?
记不记得大家记不记得有个牧羊人他在一百只羊里面失掉了一只羊。
He put aside the 99.
他把另外的99的放在一边。
He searched for that one lost sheep.
他来寻找这唯一的失掉的这只羊。
Upon finding that sheep,
在找到这个羊的时候
he put that sheep on his shoulder.
他把这个羊放在他肩上。
He came back home.
他回家。
He invites friends.
他把朋友都邀请过来。
To rejoice with him.
跟他一起快乐。
He held a party for the lost sheep.
他因为这个找回这只羊而开一个大的聚会。
Now who is a shepherd in the first century?
那在当时一世纪的时候，这样的羊牧羊人是怎么样一群人呢？
He's a fusion of a tour director. A daycare nurse, a veterinarian, and a security guard. You know, that's right. So for a shepherd to lose a sheep is really bad for his reputation. The first century Middle Eastern shepherd is a shepherd who seeks the lost sheep. And remember the second parable is about the lost coin.A lady lost one out of 10 coins. It has a high sentimental value. It's probably a dowry, you know, for the lady.
他这个一颗硬币实际上是有很当时他的相当重要的一个价值，他也许这个硬币是他当时嫁妆的一部分。
Remember, the Bible says that this lady, he light up a lamp and look for that lost coin in the house.
他是大家记得他把家里灯点着，从屋里面从上往下来找的这个硬币。
Because during, you know.At that time in Middle Eastern, the house has very small windows. Even at daytime, it's very dark in the house. So the lady had to light up a lamp.
So, 大家知道当时一世纪的这个房子的那个窗户都是非常小，即使在白天的时候，房间也是非常的黑暗。所以她需要把家里灯都点亮。
She searched every place and found that coin. She was so happy. She enjoyed her neighbors to rejoice with her.
她当时找到这个她失掉的这个硬币的时候，她甚至高兴地把她的邻居也找来，一起来欢喜快乐。
She enjoyed her neighbors to have a party to celebrate.
她来邀请她的邻居来一起来庆祝，为找到这一颗硬币来。
The return of that lost coin.
Yeah.
And the third parable, the lost sons.
是浪子的回头。
This is the epitome of the three parables.
那这一个是三个比喻里面的最高潮。
But this parable is slightly different from the first two.
那这个最后的一个比喻跟其他的前两个有稍微的有不同的一点。
It's about joy. Yes.It's about celebration.
Yes. 也是关于喜乐，关于庆祝。
But in the third parable, you don't find a search party. There is no search party.
但在三个第三个比喻时候，你没有看见是谁在寻找。
The lost son returned by himself.
那个浪子他自己回头。自己回家。
That was miraculous. That was miraculous.
这本身就是一个奇迹。
Otherwise, the third parable are pretty much on a parallel line with the other, with the first two parables.
就说到这一点的话，这个第三个比喻其实跟其他的两个比喻，其实它的排列，它的结构是差不多的。
And today we want to spend a little bit of time on the elder brother.
那我们今天是想花一点多的时间在我们来分析一下他的哥哥，他的长子是怎么样一个情况。
When we come to the parable of the loss of the prodigal son,
当我们来讲来看这个浪子回头的故事的时候
，we usually spend a lot of time on the younger son, on the prodigal son, the younger son.
我们一般经常讲到就是对失掉的这个浪子讲的很多的讲到信息。
We hardly ever spend time.On the elder brother.
我们很少听见有人在不多的听见有关于讲长子的一些故事，在一些讲到这些故事。
But I submit to you, the elder brother is the reason that Jesus gave this parable.
我想，就是因为这个长子的缘故，耶稣在这里讲这个第三个比喻。
Now.What is that elder brother like?
那我们看看那个他的他的长子是怎么样一个形象。
Rembrandt has his interpretation.
啊，这个画的解释。
But we want to come to the scripture to look at the text.
那我们来回到圣经，我们来看看这个长子到底是怎么样一个人。
Okay. The elder brother, I would say.He's an angry man. He's a grudging man.
那我们可以看到，其实这个他的长子是一个充满愤怒的一个充满不平的一个人。
Remember the scripture says.
那我们看看圣经是怎么说的。
When the elder son returned back home, he heard that there was party going on in the house.
当他的弟弟回到家的时候，他当他的哥哥回从从农田回家的时候，他听到有一个欢喜快乐的一个聚会。
He sent out a servant to find out what was going on.
他就把去找一个仆人来问询问到底发生了什么事情。
And the servant reported back.
那他的这个仆人就告诉他说
，Your younger brother returned.
你的弟弟回来了。
Without harm, without wound, your father is giving celebration.
他没有任何的受到任何的伤害，你的父亲在给他一个大的宴会。
And the Bible says he's mad. He's angry.
那圣经告诉我们他是多么的高兴，他非常的愤怒为止。
He didn't want to go to the party.
他甚至不愿意来参加这样一个宴会。
This is totally against Middle Eastern culture.
他这样做是完全是违反当时中东的习俗。
When the father gave a party, the son should definitely attend.
当父亲来主持任何宴席的时候，儿子们都一定会去参加这样的宴席。
Remember that?
记住，大家记得吗？
The older brother is an angry man.
他是一个很充满愤怒的人。
But he's usually not angry.
但是他大怒的时候，他也不是这样愤怒。
You know, I learned a trick about reading people's mind.
我现在有这样一个可以知道大家在想什么这样一个小的技巧。
Okay. In a normal circumstance.In a peaceful circumstance, you don't get to know a person very well.
在就是比较和平的年代，我们可以对每个人，我们周遭人可以认识的比较清楚。
We only have a surface understanding.
我们只是有一个比较表面的了解。
But when that person is getting emotional, meaning that person is either really happy or really mad, that is time you get to know that person well.
但是当我们一个当碰到一个人他很愤怒或者很高兴的时候，我们 对这一个人有更深的了解。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because when you're really happy, you don't lie.
当你很高兴的时候，你不会说谎。
When you're really mad, you don't lie.
当你很不高兴的时候，你不会说谎。
Your true inner condition comes out when you're either really happy or you're really mad.
当你真正的很高兴或者很不快乐的时候，你的真实的自我就从心里向外表现出来。
The older brother is very civil, very civilized, very controlled man.
但是这个长子是一个非常讲道德、讲理的这样一个对自我有控制的这样一个人。
He doesn't get mad.
他不是轻易的发怒。
But when he gets mad,
当他真正发怒的时候
，you get to know him.
你就可以认识到他的真相。
And we got to know this older brother.
我们呢可以更多的了解这个长子是怎么一个情况。
Why is he mad?
他是为什么这样子不高兴
？Because his brother returned.
因为他的弟弟回家了。
Because his brother was squandered.All the inheritance.
因为他的弟弟曾经把他们父亲给他的遗产全部都跟他花掉，浪费掉。
He returned.
他回来了。
And the father gave this prodigal son a huge celebration party.
但是没想到他的爸爸会给他这个浪子的弟弟这样一个大的盛宴。
He's really unhappy.
他是非常的不高兴。
Let me ask you a question.
那我问大家一个问题。
When was the last time you were really happy or you were really mad?
那大家自己上一次是真正的非常的好高兴或非常的不高兴是什么时候？
You know, I don't remember that, but my wife remembers.
我自己其实不记得，但是我的太太应该记得。
As your spouse, as your children, when was the last time you got really mad or you were really happy?
你问问你自己的配偶，问问你自己的子女，他们会知道你是在某个时候非常的高兴或非常的不高兴。
That was a time your true self exposed itself.
那个时候就是我们真实的自我表现出来的时候。
If you were mad or happy for somebody else,
你因为其他的人感到非常的高兴或者不高兴。
You're a saint. You're a saint. 你是一个圣徒 ，OK？
你就是一个圣徒。
If you're happy or mad for yourself because you lost something, you know, somebody humiliated you, or you lost your job, you're normal.
如果是因为自己的原因，因为自己因为工作没有了，或者其他原因，自己非常的不高兴，或者因为其他原因高兴。但是很正常的表现。
You're normal,
yes. 但是因为那是一种正常的一种行为表现。
You're natural, but you're not.
也是一种很自然的表现。
But you're not supernatural.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a normal man. Okay. Okay.
牧师说他是一个很正常的人。
I'm not a saint. There's something else about this brother.
但他这个长子还有一些其他的一些特征。
He thinks he's better.
他认为他自己比他的弟弟好。
There is some kind of blindness to himself. He thought he was a great guy.
其实他有这样一个盲点，他看不到自己的缺点，他觉得自己很好。
He thought he was a good guy, and the younger brother was a bad guy.
他认为自己是好人，而他的弟弟是一个坏人。
When the father, remember the scripture says, the father left the party, came to the elder brother to invite him, to plead with him to come to the party. Remember that? And your elder brother says, this son of yours. He didn't say my brother, he said, this son of yours. He squandered everything. He returned home. And you killed a fattened calf. You invite the neighbors. You held a big party for him. What about me?
You
did all the good work? I slave myself to serve you. Did you even give me a little lamb to reward me together with my friends? The older son says, look, I'm so much better than the younger one. Look what he did. Look what he did. You know, actually, he didn't really know what his younger brother did. As a reader, we have the benefit of knowing more than the elder brother. We know that he lived a wild life. We know that he squandered all the inheritance. We knew that he almost died in a famine. We knew that he became a pig herder. That's the lowest possibility for a Jewish boy to descend to. The elder brother didn't know that. He just assumed that his younger brother did all the terrible things. He didn't bother to find out what is going on. He didn't know his brother almost died. Because he's too good. He didn't bother to understand the sinners. Isn't that a depiction of us sometimes?
We think those are good.
We don't even bother to understand their plight. I didn't bother to understand the liberals. I thought I'm an Orthodox Christian.
You didn't bother to understand.
我以为我是一个正统的基督教徒, 我以为我是一个正统的基督教徒, 我不需要去了解那些自由派人。 I was narrow. I was self-righteous. I didn't want to understand. The third point about the older brother. He does not empathize his father's heart. You know, an elder son, the firstborn in a Middle Eastern family, not only inherits double portion of the inheritance. The firstborn also inherits the culture. He also inherit the value of the family. In a theological sense, the firstborn will carry on the covenant with God.
就是他们一个长子会继续继承他们所家里的一切。
So the firstborn should understand the father the best.
就是说长子应该会对父亲会是最了解的。
So when the father gave the younger brother one portion of the inheritance, and to the elder brother double portion of the inheritance,
当父亲给这个弟弟给一份的遗产，而给长子给他自己两份的遗产的时候，
It was terrible. It was totally against Middle Eastern culture.
这个是当时是中东的习俗。
You know why?
你知道为什么会这样吗？
Because a son should not ask for inheritance before the father's passing.
就是说这样，就弟弟这样要分遗产，在他父亲去之前要给他们分遗产，是一个非常不合情理的事情。
It's true to Chinese too.
就是对我们中国人的文化也是类似的。
When you ask for inheritance before your father's passing, you're really saying, Dad,Why don't you die? Why don't you die fast?
当我们就说如果像还没有过世的父亲要遗产的时候，我们实际上在说，你父亲你尽快死掉吧。
This is explicit to the Jewish reader, to the first century reader. This is a big, big crime. 对于第一世纪来讲的话呢，这个是一个很严重的一个罪。Okay. So the older brother should protest, right? The older brother should say, no. You know, brother, you cannot do that. Don't do that because you're really hurting our dad.
就是如果当时他弟弟所做的是非常不合情理的事情，当时他的作为哥哥作为长子对这样一件事情应该抗议。
But the older brother didn't say a word.
但是他没有说一句话。
He was just standing like that.
他只是双手插着，然后站在那里。
He took the double portion without saying a word.
反正我总会知道双份的遗产。
To a first century reader, they will say, "Wait a moment. The first two parables, there was a search party searching for the lost sheep, the lost coin."
就是对中东对第一世纪的当时的读者来讲的话，我们可以看到，就是说前面两个比喻有一个是什么人在寻找失丧的东西。
How come on the third parable there wasn't a search? There wasn't a search.
That's absurd. 但是我们看第三个比喻的时候，根本没有看见谁去寻找这一个失丧的浪子。
Now who should the person who did a search?
那谁应该去寻找这样一个失丧的浪子
？According to the custom, definitely not a dignified older father. It's a firstborn.
那应该是家里的长子去寻找他失去的遗失的这样一个弟弟。
The firstborn on behalf of the father should search for the younger brother.
当时的长子应该代表父亲去寻找失去的遗失的这样一个弟弟。
He didn't do a thing.
他没做任何事情。
Sometimes we think we're good.
有的时候我们认为自己是很好的。
Because we don't squander money.
我们不浪费金钱。
We don't sleep with the prostitutes.
我们不跟妓女为伍。
We don't go to Reno or to Vegas to gamble.
我们不到拉斯维加斯或者是 Reno 去赌博。
We don't beat people up.
我们也不殴打其他人。
We don't do any of those.
我们不做上面任何的事情。
And we're good.
那我们是很好的人啊。
We're good people.
我们是好人。
We're really respectable citizens.
我们是应该受到真正的公民。
Well, what about things we should have done and didn't do?
但是有很多事情我们应该做，但是我们没有做。
The way we look at ourselves is that there are many things we could have done to improve somebody else's livelihood. We didn't do.
就是我们应该其实很多的事情我们可以做来改善他人的生活，但是我们没有去做。
That's sinful.We don't think that way, right?
但是我们没有这样想。
Well, the elder brothers thought the same way. Hey, I didn't squander money. I didn't sleep with a prostitute. I didn't run around, you know, hanging around, drinking everything. I'm good.
当时的长子也是这样一个心态，他没有浪费金钱，他没跟妓女在一块，这样。
But what about searching your lost brother?
但是他并没有去寻找他失丧的弟弟。
What about reconciling the father with the younger brother?
他没有为来跟在他的父亲跟他的小弟弟之间做调和的工作。
Now, I don't care. I don't care about his younger brother. I don't care about him.
他觉得他不关心。
Don't dirty my hand.
他我想我才不想管这样的事情。
A lot of time that's us, right?
大家是不是也看到在我们生活里也有类似的事情？
There's one more point. The older brother does good.
另外一个点就是另外一个就是这个长子他也有其他的好的地方。
But without joy.
但是他因为他很做苦工，但是他没有任何的喜乐。
He did a lot of good work. But he was happy, very happy about it.
他做很多的，我觉得他父亲做了很多的工作，但是他没有任何的喜乐。
Because he loved, he said, "Wait, you know, I did all the good work. My father did not reward me, and my younger brother, he had all the fun."
就是他说，他心里想啊，我做了苦工为父亲，但是我没有得到任何的回报。再看看我父亲是怎么待我的弟弟，他又没有做任何事情。
And now he returned.
但是他现在回来了。
Now he had more fun.
他有更多的好玩的地方。
You know.I grew up in a Christian home.
我是在一个基督教的家庭长大。
I did not become a Christian at that time.
我在那个时候没有成为一个基督徒。
I didn't like being Christians. I didn't like to become Christians.
我不想成为一个基督徒。
Because Christians have no fun.
因为就是基督徒似乎他们生活里没有任何自己的情绪。
Sinners have more fun.
做一些坏人做的事情好像有很多趣味。
Christians have no fun.
基督徒没有任何的情绪。
My life is actually boring. It's boring. Come to church.
他们的生活是非常的无聊。
At the weekend, you know, go back to study, Sunday school, you know, worship. All my friends, they went to Tahoe, you know, they had a lot of fun. I had fun.
我们来教会参加崇拜，我们参加主日学，但是我的朋友都每个周末都到 Tahoe 去。
不
是
And when the sinner repented, right?When the
当罪人悔改的时候
，and the church says, "Oh my God, his testimony is beautiful."
我们听他们见证的时候是多么美好的见证。
We like to hear dramatic testimony, right?
我们要听一些很有富有戏剧性的一些见证。
I was so bad, I was a scum, you know, I was terrible, and now I became a new person. Wow, that testimony is beautiful.
那我们喜欢听这样的见证，说我以前是怎么样的坏，做好多好多的坏事。
What about for both of us?
但是我们其他人呢
？I wasn't so bad.
我没有做什么坏事啊。
I was a good kid.
我是很好的孩子。
You know, I went to a good college.
我上了一个很好的大学。
And then I became a Christian.
我又后来又成为一个基督徒。
What's a big deal?
这是我做了一些。
You know, sometimes sinners got more attention than good people, right?
所以当一个坏人做坏事的时候，他会得到神的更多的注意。
That's why the good guy says, "Why do I work so hard? I get nothing."
那好的人就为什么要这么努力去工作？我没有得到任何的回报。
The bad guy get all the attention.
那好的坏人得到很多人的注意。
I was like that. But I tell you,
我告诉大家
，like the older brother.
就像一个长子一样。
We didn't understand how lethal sin could be.
我们没有意识到了解到这个罪是导致什么样的一个后果，致命的后果。
I heard some dramatic testimonies.
我也听见过一些很富有戏剧性的一些见证。
And I didn't want to be in that drama.
我不希望在那样的一个，在一个戏剧性的一些事件里面。
Contracted AIDS, I become a Christian.
很多进到有些是因为得到艾滋病以后，然后后来悔改成基督徒。
The drug burned the brain, you become a Christian later on.
当然有些人是吸毒的，后来戒毒以后也成为基督徒。
You step around, you broke your marriage, you broke your family, and finally become a Christian.
当你有外遇的时候，你的家庭被破坏，或者你的婚姻被破坏，然后你家庭受到破坏的时候，后来悔改成为基督徒。
Could be so lethal. We thought it's fun. It's not true.
罪是如此的致命，我们认为它是好有趣、好玩，但是实际上不是这样子的。
The younger brother almost died.
大家知道那些弟弟几乎要死去。
The older brother didn't understand that.
他的哥哥根本对他的当时的情况没有任何了解。
But the father understood.
但是他的父亲知道。
Remember,
他的父亲。
The father says, "Son, you're with me all the time. Everything mine's yours."
就是父亲就跟长子说：“你长子啊，你对我是无时无刻都跟我在一块，我所有的一切都是你的。”
Now this younger brother, this younger son, he died. Now he resurrected.
但是你的弟弟是死而复得的。
The father understood.
但是他的父亲是了解这个状况。
The older brother didn't understand that.
他的哥哥对这个状况根本不了解。
But I want to emphasize the last point.
那我想对最后一点多花点时间。
The father in this parable is really unique.
就说在这个比喻里面，父亲的行为是非常的有他的不一样。
The father violated almost all the Middle Eastern cultural behavior pattern.
他几乎是违反了当时中东一个作为一个父亲的所有的一些习俗。
Remember when the prodigal son came back?
当大家记得就是那一个浪子刚刚从回来的时候
，limping, dirty, filthy,
他浑身充满臭气，然后衣衫褴褛。
And the father saw him from afar.
当时他的父亲是从好远的地方去看见他回来。
The father ran toward the prodigal son.
他的父亲是奔跑过去迎接他的一个浪子。
The father hugged.
他跟着他的浪子拥抱。
Kiss.
亲吻。
Usher him back.
欢迎你回来。
Give him the best robe, probably his own robe.
把他穿上最好的华丽衣袍。
Give him ring.
把他戴上最美的戒指。
Give him shoes.
给他鞋子。
Kill fat cow.
把一些肥牛犊
子。Invite all the relatives and neighbors to a reunion party.
他也把所有的亲人、亲朋好友、邻居来参与他一个大的宴会。
This is really all sin.
这个实际上对当时的中东的习俗来是不符合的。
Because the father does not run.
因为父亲从来不会跑。
Old people does not run.
年纪大人不会跑。
You're not supposed to show your calf. You know,
你不应该
露。
你
wear long robe.
对，你不应该露把家里的小腿露出来。
When you wear long robe, how do you run?
当你带着这个穿着一个长袍的时候，你就
you have to lift up. You have to lift up your robe, right?
你需要把你的长袍拉上了一点，然后才能跑。
Or you trip yourself.
不然的话你会摔跤。
The father did something extraordinary.
他的父亲对这个浪子的回头做了一些非常不同寻常的事情。
But he did something else even more extraordinary.
但是他下面做的事情是更超乎寻常。
During the party,
在庆祝他的儿子回来的这个宴会上面
，there was laughing and eating and having fun, welcoming.
大家都在笑，一个好的庆祝好的时间。Yeah.
And the father says, "Where's my other son?"
那他当旁边看见他的长子在身边的时候，他们是想，我的长子在什么地方
？Where's my firstborn?
我的长子在哪里去了
？So the father left the party.
父亲离开了这样一个宴席
，and went to look for the elder son
去寻找他的长子。
That's totally against the culture.
这一点也是对与当时的习俗是违背的。
A dignified father will not leave a party.
有尊严的父亲是不会离开一个宴会的。
He is the host. The host will not depart from a party.
他是这个宴席的主人，他不应该离开这样一个宴席。
At best, he should send a servant to invite some.
他所做的事情，应该做的事情是差派一个仆人去寻找他的长子。
But he went himself.
但是他自己亲自的去寻找他的长子。
Not only went,
他不仅是去寻找。
The Bible says he pleaded. He
He pleaded with the son.
但是他还是向他的长子祈求。
This is incredible.
这简直是不可相信。
This father not only lost a younger son.
这样一位父亲不仅是如此的爱他的小儿子。
The younger son did not want to be a son. Remember?
大家记得他的儿子根本不想跟他父亲有任何关系。
That's why you die early and get your inheritance.
这就是因为他需要当时要他的父亲给他分遗产。
But the father.Loves the younger son.
但是我们可以看到他的父亲是如此的爱他的小儿子。
The firstborn didn't know how to be a firstborn.
但是他的长子不知道是如何成为一个长子。
He didn't know how to be a son.
他也不知道如何是做一个父亲的儿子。
He was humiliating his father by not attending the party with all the relevant friends who were there. How come your firstborn was not there?
当时他不参加父亲的宴会，其实在是羞辱他的父亲。
But the father did not blame him.
但是他的父亲并没有责怪他。
The father take off the dignity and came to the firstborn to please the firstborn.
但是父亲是放下自己的尊严，离开那个宴席来寻找他的长子。
The father loves the firstborn.
父亲也是如此爱他的长子。
That's a point.
这就是这个比喻的最重要的一点。
Remember, Jesus telling his trilogy to the Pharisees and scribes.
我们大家会讲一讲，我们耶稣是当时是对法利赛人和文士来讲这样一个三个比喻。
Most of the times Christians say, well, we don't like the Pharisees, we don't like the scribes. They crucify us.
就是我们很多基督徒说，我们根本不喜欢这样一些法律在我们，
因为
他们
把
耶稣基督的钉在十字架上面。
They are the hypocrites part of.
他们是一些假冒伪善的人。我们不喜欢他们。
Is there any hope to hypocrites?
那我们难道这些假冒伪善就没有希望吗？
Is there hope to me as a hypocrite?
对我来讲，我是一个假冒伪善人，我没有任何希望。
Is there hope to me as a white collar, middle class, you know, intelligentsia, arrogant? Is there any hope to me?
那我作为一个中产阶级，作为一个白领阶层，作为一个受教育的人，我有没有任何希望？
In this trilogy,
在这个三部曲里面，
you find that Jesus cares about us.
我们可以看到耶稣是爱我们的。
Because the trilogy was designed to awaken the Pharisees and scribes how much God loves them.
耶稣在这里讲这个三个比喻的目的就是要唤醒这些法利赛人和文士，告诉他们是他是如此爱他们。
It's okay to be a Pharisee, alright? Because God loves you.
作为一个，要是成为一个法利赛人，没什么了不起的。
It's okay to be smart because God loves you.
作为文士也没什么不好的，因为神是爱他们的。
If you're a hypocrite like me,
如果你像我一样是一个假冒伪善的人的话
，I can repent.
我可以悔改
，because God the Father plead with me to come back to Him.
因为耶稣是在祈求我们来到他的宴会。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是多么美好的事情。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是多么美好的事情。
I've been in Chinese church for years.
我在教会中国教会牧会多年。
I know that sometimes I am a hypocrite.
就是有的时候我也觉得我这是一个假冒伪善的人。
I know many of you think.You're not, but actually, your spouse probably thinks you are.
我们在座的很多人也许因为自认为我是很好，不是假冒伪善，但是你的配偶也许会告诉你。
Maybe your children, look at you, man. You're a double-faced man. You're one face in the church, the other face at home.
你也许你的子女儿女会告诉你们说，哦，你是有两面人，你在教会是一副面孔，在家里又是一副面孔。
Is that me?To people like that,
那对这样一些有没有希望
？Yes,
是的，有希望。
Yes,
是的，有希望。
Because Jesus described a heavenly Father who came to plead with the older brother. Hey, everything mine is yours.
可以看到耶稣在这个故事里讲到，天父亲自的来向长子祈求，来告诉长子他所有的一切都是长子的。
You're with me always.
你永远跟我在一起。
But this son,
但是这些儿子，
he died.
这个儿子已经死去。
He came back to life.
他死而复生。
Was lost.
他曾经失丧。
He was found.
他又被寻回。
He calls for celebration.
这就是他天父要欢喜快乐的原因。
You know, God the Father is so happy with the return of prodigal son, prodigal daughters, return of sinners.
就是当天在天父里面眼里面一个在做一个浪子的儿女回到他的怀抱的时候，他是如此的欢喜。
And the Father invited us.
父亲也，天父也邀请我们
to share His joy.
来分享他的快乐
to celebrate.
来庆祝
to celebrate the return of His sons and daughters.
来庆祝他们的子女儿女的回到天父的怀中。
Let's do a prayer.
我们来一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much.
天父，我们是如此的感谢你。
Lest we don't understand how much you love us. You sent your only begotten Son to demonstrate how much you loved us. Through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, crucifixion and resurrection. Through his words, through his stories, through his teachings, we can to know you much better. We thank you so much. Because you love us. We're no longer orphans. We're sons and daughters. And we are home. We pray this in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to recognize my youth. Thank you so much. You did a great job. And also for my adults, you did a great job.
if you haven't been in public parks, please do not pick it.
现在是迎新跟报告的时间啊。这里有两个新来的啊，一个是王洪波，王洪波，啊，能不能介绍一下自己？
我在跟我宋明芝大哥呢过了半年，6个月，第一次来的是。
欢迎欢迎。另外一位刚来的也是叫做李佳。
大家好，我叫李佳，我是大概2年多前从北京来到这里，谢谢大家。
希望以后经常能够见到你们，把这里当作你们属灵的家。下面还有没有其他头一次到我们当中来的，第一次不管左边手或者右边手，第一次到我们当中来的，还有没有？好，没有。那我们这里有几个报告的事项啊，这个第一个就是我们看这个周报上大家也都有啊，就是教会感恩节，就是 November 24号跟圣诞节的那个主日12月22号都有受洗的典礼。那有目前已经有2位青少年报名受洗，如果有大家要受洗的，大家如果已经受洗的，给大家给他们给予祝福跟他们支持。那另外还没有报名的，有意愿要报名的，请向刘远传道报名。那今天教会的诗班的练习还是照常，4:45，凡重生得救受过洗的肢体都可以一起来参加。那另外就是幼儿看顾的肢体都有其他的，每一位幼儿看顾肢体都有其他的服事，希望如果有兴趣有心来一起来帮助的话，大家一起来跟那个王小刚姐妹来报名，大家来一起来作为一个小孩子的一个服事啊。那陈长老、陈师母他们要到这个月的11号才会回来，教会的事工由刘远传道负责处理，如果有什么事情请找刘传道。教会今年的野餐这个 picnic 将于这个月的19日礼拜六10点早上10点在 Hagen Park， 在 Hagen Community Park 这个举行，请大家邀请亲朋好友带上拿手好菜一起来共享盛举。今天报告事项就到这里了，大家一起起来起立唱三一颂。
基督的恩惠、天父的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与我们众人同在，从今直到永永远远，阿们。